This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I call the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch!
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh,
woo!
Woo!
Yes! Yes! Come on, we
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh, my God, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did say
scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now... Ham Radio.
The demon in me! It's the Ham Radio Show. We are live on HamRadioShow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, of course.
Semi-live.
We are semi-live. Billy Sick, fuck him. 718-577-1389. If you want to call us, of course, the hotline is wide open like your mom. And on top of that, we're also, of course, live for you right now. The Ham Cam over here in the Facebook Live Suite. Fully functional, saying hi to everybody over there. Julie Wilson's in there.
Yeah.
We got tons of people from Be True Organics up in here, as well as, I don't know, Mike and Anthony and Jamie. There's tons of people up in the Facebook Live suite hanging out with us right now.
Great. It's and like Washington's Romper Room.
It's like Romper Room. I see Billy, who's got the fucking flu. Why would you come in the... He tells me this... a millisecond before we go to air because he looked more tired than normal.
I thought he coughed on you.
No, he looks more tired than normal. Look at this. Joe, take a gander at Billy's face.
Yeah.
He looks way older and tired than he normally does.
He actually looks sultry.
Yeah, well, look. That's because you're weird and you have problems.
Yeah, well, he's far away.
Yeah, he's got that come hither look. Hi.
Yeah, he has that My come throw Tyrone. Up in the toilet look.
No,
Tyrone, 15.
I don't know. All I need I need like a fucking bug shield or a painter's mask. I'm asking for everything.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at him and he's just not looking right. And right before we go to fucking air, literally a second.
Yeah.
As we go to fucking air, he looks at me and goes, oh, yeah, I'm sick.
Yeah.
I'm sick.
I'm going to get you.
Don't come to the fucking show. Billy, don't come to the show. Danny's not here today.
He's drunk.
Yeah, well, probably.
He's drunk.
But Danny had the presence of mind not to come in. He went to go do something
with
his daddy.
Billy was sick.
He knew Billy wasn't good. He's like, I don't want to catch him, but fuck you guys.
Shit,
so then Billy goes, I'm sick.
Yeah.
Hey. But
he's
why?
Here for 3 weeks, sick.
Yes, but that was not when we were in the middle of an epidemic. We're in the middle of a flu outbreak.
People are dying all over the place.
The monkey from Friends is giving everyone this weird disease.
That's right.
People are dying.
All over.
That's why you can't have
it. Now
you're just hurting yourself with this rambunctious behavior.
And then Billy tells me before, he goes, oh, but that's why you get the flu shot, stupid. And I'm like, did you get the flu shot? He goes, yeah. He goes, and you're sick.
Sick
so fuck you.
We're different.
We don't know what you got. What biohazard is living amongst you under your epidermis? We don't know.
Do I care?
Did you give the flu to Giggles?
No.
Did she got it? Maybe she gave it to you.
Maybe.
Alexa, what are the symptoms of the flu?
According to WebMD, some symptoms of the flu include fever, severe aches in muscle joints, pain and tiredness around eyes, weakness or extreme fatigue, headache, dry cough, and sore throat.
Do you have any one of those things?
Sounds like the
No, I don't know.
Do you have any of that stuff? Thank you, Alexa, by the way.
It sounds like the flu shot.
I'm just stuffy. I'm congested.
You're just stuffy.
It's a cold.
Yeah.
You promise it's just a cold?
If I had all the other stuff.
How do you know? You're a fucking doctor? What
he
do you
did.
Know?
He went to WebMD, and he was...
Yeah. Boy, you know,
he told me.
He asked his Alexa in his house. You know, what is it?
I don't have an Alexa.
No. You don't have one? Why not?
The fuck do I need one of them for?
We got it here.
You activated her. She's now she's looking for why you're asking her a question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're a goddamn disgrace.
Is that a pledge pin on your uniform?
I don't know.
Now I gotta watch fucking Animal House. You suck.
So, yeah.
Are you sure
you
you're
do
fine?
It while you have the flu, you'll be fine.
I don't want to sit in bed and have the flu.
Oh, it's fun.
Some 4-year-old just fucking died today.
Oh yeah,
from the flu.
That is sick.
To bring the party down a little bit.
That's very sick.
Some 4-year-old that I don't know died from the flu.
And now, the next step.
And then Billy decides to come in and spread his weird, disgusting germs everywhere.
I know.
And we're all fucking going to die now.
Yeah.
Dad, don't come easy. Just close your eyes.
I don't want to die. I don't want to. I got the Super Bowl this weekend with my Eagles are in the fucking Super Bowl.
Who cares?
No, fuck you.
Fuck them.
No. Fuck you and fuck everybody. Listen. That's right! Road to victory!
Fuck a duck!
Flight Eagles fight! Touchdown 1, 2, 3!
Hope you lose!
Hit them high!
Those are all penalties now.
High Eagles fly! On the road to victory!
E-A-T-L-E-S!
Eagles! Damn right.
The only thing good about the Super
goddamn
Bowl is the
right.
I like the
See,
Super Bowl parties.
The sad part is
I have a weekend I'm doing.
Oh,
so
really?
Come on now. Don't get me sick.
The Eagles got to go. They'll play well. And then some miraculous rule book change nobody ever heard of.
Well, Saint, they're playing.
They
come on.
Losing.
They're playing Saint Brady and the Pats. This Sunday,
right.
Super Bowl, what is it? L-I-I-I-I-I, what's
the
number?
The
52.
They have a season ticket to the Super Bowl?
They do. They pretty much just get there anytime they want to.
Really, you know?
I'm just saying.
Jeez. It's like the Yankees.
Does Fran want to kiss me? Or does Fran want to, I don't know who, Fran, I didn't come here to, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck. Because he's right. Someone's writing too fast. I'm trying to keep up. Fran, I think, wants to kiss me. Fran in the Facebook Live suite wants to kiss me. Or she wants to kiss Billy and then get mono. I don't know what's going on. By the way, an estimated $4.76 billion will be wagered on the big game this weekend.
That's right. Every time I got.
Are you gambling? Do you gamble?
No, not anymore. I used to gamble very heavily at one time.
No, but do you gamble? Do you, you know, so wait, you had like another, is that another one of your addictions?
Well,
coke,
yeah.
Sex, yeah. And you gamble too?
I was a terrible person.
You know, I was a terrible, I used to punch babies.
Yeah. No, I
only
matter
the
fact,
bad ones.
I've
lost all interest in football because I don't gamble on it anymore.
Well, yeah. maybe we should spark your interest. Come on.
No, I don't.
$10. I'll put $10.
No, I'm not betting.
On the Eagles.
I know.
You take the Pats. We don't even have to set a score.
No,
I will just do victory. A nice victory.
No, I hate
fucking thing.
I want them all dead.
No, come on.
You can't bet on it anymore because the refs don't know what a fucking catch is. The league doesn't know what a catch is.
What's the point spread on the game?
I don't fucking know.
The Patriots are favored, right?
Of course they're the favorites. Because it's St. Brady and the fucking, with his pissant children.
He's going to fly over the goal.
Or at least one of them's a pissant.
He will levitate the football.
Yes. Well, they're deflated, so they work real easy.
Well, he doesn't throw it anymore. He just levitates it.
No, just floats it into the end zone.
Floats it over there.
Sweet Jesus, just floated into the end zone.
He just hangs out until it comes to him and hits him in the face, you know?
Sure.
What can I tell you?
You can't fucking hit Brady in the face.
No. His receiver. Whoever that would be.
His wife's his receiver.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, $4.7 billion. Wow. On the big game, only 3% of those wages will take place in Nevada, right near the Bunny Ranch, where sports betting is legal, which means that the rest of the betting world will be done through offshore, you know, sports bookings, websites, things of that nature.
Every
bookies,
bar you walk into, every office
anybody
you
has
walk
the,
into,
the boxes. Do you have boxes? Do you have boxes, Billy? Just be honest.
Pools all over the
don't
place.
Lie like you do. You got boxes?
I don't.
I was trying to get in on something. I'm just saying. The betting line in Vegas currently has the Patriots, Joe, at 4.5-point favorites over the Eagles.
That's all?
Yep.
Right.
Because everybody knows that the Eagles are coming for it this fucking weekend, Joe.
I don't know.
Oh, no, not again.
Do I have to reiterate?
Oh, God.
On the road to victory.
Oh,
Eagles fly. Two, three, ho, hit 'em high,
and watch our
Eagles fly.
Fly,
Eagles fly, on the road to victory.
E-A-T-L-E-S,
Eagles! Can you just give me
why?
This?
What's the significance? I don't know.
Pee-wee, can you just give it to me for Christ's fucking sake? Look.
You got a
listen.
Couple of championships. Deal
no,
with
we
it.
Don't have shit.
You
we got
two.
Nothing.
See, that's how good of an Eagles
we
fan
got
you
nothing.
Are.
This is the third time we're at the fucking Super Bowl. We got nothing, Bill.
But you have championships.
That doesn't matter. This is the
that's
one that matters.
What it was.
No. This is what matters. What matters is that we beat fucking Brady. It's a personal vendetta. We are the underdogs.
Brady, we have
to go out there, and we have to win. It so much mirrors my life, Joe, that I have to be – the Eagles have to win. Do you understand that they have to win because it mirrors my life? I am the oddity. I am the underdog.
Too late.
I am the one that should never have made it in the radio business at all.
That's right.
And all those other Bradys of the world that are the bullies, the pretty boys
–
the good-looking greatest of all time, so-called greatest of all times, are the ones that are trying to hold me down, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Trying to hold a brother down.
That's right.
And I, along with my other fucking brethren of the barking underdogs, Billy, will go out there. And we will go out there this Sunday at the Super Bowl, L-I-I-I-I-I 52. And we will go out there and we will fucking be like a pack of bad, crazy underdogs. Biting and snarling and being crazy. So let me have this, you two motherfuckers, sick boy and the old fuck in the back. Let me have this.
Uh-huh.
Eagles fly. Victory.
Help me, Lord.
Fly, Eagles. hit him high.
And watch our eagles fly.
Fly. Eagles high.
On the road to victory.
I feel sorry for you, Mom. You've probably been playing this in the house for fucking a week already.
Yeah, your mother was
feeling nuts. And Sunday, you're going to run around in fucking green underwear singing.
Wait, fuck that. Fuck that. I went and I got King. Yeah. King over there at Skunk Duck Studios.
Yeah.
He had. Wait, we have. Of course, we have a fucking phone call. Yeah.
This is Brady calling about you making fun of his kid.
Beat you up.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Magic Mike. What's up, gentlemen?
What up, Magic Mike? Wait. Let me plug something because I did buy because he's had a green underwear on. I went out and bought from our friends at Skunk Duck Studios. By the way, the most fucking tongue twister of a goddamn company.
I know.
I bought two shirts. One, that alcohol is the solution. Great shirt. Second, I bought, of course, he had a beautiful eagle shirt that King made.
Ooh.
Even though he hates the fucking Eagles.
Right.
He knew that we need to make an eagle shirt, and he went out and made an eagle shirt, and I got it, and it's beautiful, and it fits like a glove. And it's beautiful, and I love it. And
so
I will be wearing
tight.
It this Sunday.
Yes.
No, the jersey I bought back in the day, that was fucking tight.
Right.
You'd see my nipples through a jersey. That's impressive.
Ooh.
That was fucking tight.
I hope you chafed like a motherfucker.
Oh, it burned! Mike, what's going on? Ham Radio. Mike?
What up, boys? How are you guys tonight?
Okay.
Mike, did you
wonderful.
Get... By the way, did you get chunky? Have you been eating like magic? What the fuck?
No, I didn't get chunky. I got fat.
Ah!
Oh, just like us.
So he's part of the fat.
No, yeah. Well, dude, God, he went from being like looking like a cancer victim.
Oh, really?
He was bald and skinny,
yeah.
And looked like he just got off chemo.
Oh.
And then the next.
Yeah, if a cancer victim weighed 240 pounds.
Well, now,
now
you look like you've been eating the fucking Happy Meals too hard. You're
wow.
definitely.
Dude, I have been. I've been eating good in the neighborhood. You know, I like the buffets, of course. You know, but for those of you who don't know me, or you do, that's my style. I for some reason, you know, I eat, you know, in the winter, and then the summer I burn it off, or vice versa. It happens. But so
you go to the gym and burn it off? How do you burn it off? Let's hear Magic Mike.
By old Rocky style. You know, I listen to Rocky IV.
You get punched by Russians?
Start again.
Mike, wait a minute. You get punched by Russians? How the fuck do you lose weight like that?
I was explaining to you.
Oh, okay.
That, yeah, I got punched by Russians. I got that joke. That was funny. Anyway, so that's what ended up happening. And I go and I get the Rocky IV soundtrack or whatever. I Google it and it comes up and I do what I have to do. But, you know, I don't want to bring
your
show down. Your show is down already. I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah,
but, you know, we get depressed and, you know, we lose people.
Fuck
and
you,
I eat when I'm depressed. I mean, I don't know if you guys do, but that's what I do when I get
depressed.
So,
you ate because you lost somebody.
I lost not somebody. I lost about four people in my life this year.
Well, you're an emotional eater, is what you're saying.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's
right.
You know, when I get depressed, I'll tell you, I lost my grandmother at 97. I lost my cousin at 42.
Oh,
I lost the great. I lost the great Smith Hart, Bret Hart's brother, who was a good friend, and he was like a brother to me. I lost him, and I lost somebody else in my life. It's just, you know. But in the back of my mind, like today, I went to my doctor, and my doctor is Chinese, and he's funny. He says,
"You want egg roll, Mike?"
And he's, yeah, that's what he says. You want egg roll? Yeah, I'll do the impression. He says,
"Oh, you want rice?"
Yeah, and he said, you'll be here 4 hours. You go now, we want you out. No, so when I go in there and I see him, he tells me, like today, he says, you're fat and you're lazy. Your mom, she good cook, you know? So that's what happens, you know? I eat and that's it. Hey, I'm not ashamed of it.
Oh.
I'm not getting, you know, somebody says you're getting pleasantly plump. I said, hey, pal, that's pleasantly plump. No, I'm fat and I'm proud.
Yeah.
Eddie,
hey,
everybody, we're fat and we're proud.
First off,
I'm proud of you, buddy.
First off, I'm fat and I'm not proud, but I'm fat. But the fact is, I obviously have touched a nerve because all I said was, hey, did you gain a little weight? And you've been talking for the last 10 minutes about how much you're eating buffets.
No, it's not a nerve. No, it's just that's how I am. That's my personality. Sorry. Go ahead, Uncle Eddie. Take the show away. I don't want your show, buddy. I have a couple of my own.
I know. I was just imagining when you were doing the Rocky diet, when you were chasing that chicken, you're just chasing it because you're hungry.
Oh. Exactly.
You're not chasing it for speed. You're chasing it because you want to eat it.
You know, my girlfriend's afraid because every time we go out and somebody talks about Rocky, I can go on and on. Rocky's my favorite.
Joe, what Rocky were you just watching?
Rocky 5.
I can tell you a quick little story. There's a guy there for everybody to go to. You go to, his name is Mike Kunda. He does the best Rocky tours. It's called Yo Rocky. You can get it, Yo Rocky Tours. He does the best. My cousin treated me to it, and he takes you on the tour, and he'll tell you all about Rocky. Now, speaking of Rocky, which is your favorite Rockies?
One, the original.
What was the one I fought with Joe about?
Rocky Balboa.
Rocky 6? That Joe says is not Rocky 6?
Not Rocky 6. There's no Rocky 6.
Yeah, that's my favorite, because whatever fucking pisses Joe off is my favorite.
You fucking pricky.
No, my favorite. My favorite's the one with the Russian. Of course, Rocky 4.
That would be 4.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody gets into an argument about it's a great argument, but really, it's what you like. Like there was a radio host, there is one, Mike Francesa, from The Fan, and Mike turned around and said, which is the one when they got off the plane in Russia? I think it's stupid. Well, you know what, Mike? That's why you're you and I'm me, you know?
That was the greatest argument I've ever heard. That's because you're you and I'm me, fuckhead.
But how about my Mike Francesa kind of like sounded like Kermit the Frog and Ray Romano if they had kids together, you know?
Well, isn't that your normal voice, though? You are a little...
Sometimes I do have a frog in my throat. And Uncle Eddie is my favorite guy there, Billy. I love Billy.
No, he's not here.
Billy's sick.
Oh, he's not here today, boy.
Billy can't come to the phone right now. He's got AIDS.
He called out.
I ran into a guy.
Naked in the shower?
I ran into a guy at the Chinese.
I did not hang up on him.
No. I'm not touching anything.
All on his own.
Yeah. Did his fat gut turn off his phone?
He's back.
There you go. He's back.
What did you do? Press a button?
He censored himself.
He's gone again. He must be in a moving vehicle or something.
Well,
Johnny Fiallo was the guy. He's still talking. He's probably home.
Well, we sure as fuck know Joe. Joe, we know he ain't fucking jogging.
That's for sure.
I don't know where the fuck. I gotta hang up on him anyway.
Okay.
Because now he's not fucking there.
Yeah,
right. He's not on the fucking phone.
There's something must be going wrong with this.
Yeah, so I don't want to fucking have any problems.
Yeah.
With a Rocky fan.
Hey, you know.
All I'm saying is,
Adrian.
You know what, Joe? You know who? Where was Rocky from?
Oh, he's from Philadelphia. Oh, no!
Yeah! Fuck you! Eagles! Sunday! All right, today on the show is the Eagles Play Me Out. Guess what? Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Ginger Banks, will be on the program today. We got so much more shit. The uncrowned kings of reality radio have a whole fucking show for you because we are on the road to victory, right?
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-O!
Yeah, damn right. No!
Call in the third quarter.
No! I'm not letting you on the phone. It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389.
That's right.
We'll be right back after these Philadelphia Eagles fly, Eagles fly words. Come on.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park, and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun, we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your asshole. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise!
Ham Radio.
Holy shit!
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us. Not too close. On Twitter. Twitter.com/HamRadioShow.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley. You may remember me from such films as Kiss Save Santa.
But Mrs. Claus, who would kidnap Santa?
Where I rescued Santa from the Paradoxals.
Hang on, Santa, we're coming.
Hurry, boys, the eggs are hatching.
With the sound of my guitar.
Everyone knows pterodactyls can't stand the screech of a guitar.
You're listening to Ham Radio.
You just practiced that guitar, Santa. Next time, we'll let you do a solo.
Don't encourage him.
The fuck, is it Christmas now? What the fuck did Danny do?
How are you playing here?
He's playing Christmas in Sarajevo.
Unless you marry gentlemen, I want to touch your nose.
I guess he wants to send January out. That's it. Christmas is now over. Now you got to pay for it all.
Dude, Christmas is over in December. We're right. In January.
Now you're getting all the bills for it.
Yeah, that's true. So.
Oh, Jesus Christ, this fucking show.
My wife's American Express came in the other day.
All right,
It's the Ham Radio Show right here live on, of course, hamradioshow.com, 718-577-1389. I have no clue why the fuck we are playing Christmas in Sarajevo. But, of course, Danny, not here today, must have sent Billy the wrong file.
Of course.
That's, and Billy's the guy that told me before. Didn't Billy say, well, you know, it's already done. Don't want to trust it. I always say we can never trust anything on this show for this exact reason. For Christmas in Sarajevo is playing right now. Horrible show. We are a horrible program.
But if you're listening in July, it's even worse.
I know.
So it doesn't matter what time.
Yeah, but then you can just point it off. It's Christmas in July.
Is that the real name of this song, Christmas in Sarajevo?
Yes.
Is it real?
Yep. It's the only Christmas carol I like. It has no words. Later on in the program, Spank Bank Girl of the Week, the one and only sexy and beyond beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Head screwed up.
Ginger Banks is going to be on the program. Ginger Banks. Not Ginger Snaps, like I was saying all during the off-air segments.
Right.
It's Ginger Banks.
I'd like to snap her back.
I like to put a coin in her slot. What a bank. Ginger Banks will be on the program later on in the program, probably in the next segment, I believe. We'll have her on, Spank Bank Girl of the Week. Until then, phone lines are now open, 718-577-1389. I know somebody was trying to call back. I think Magic Mike ate his phone. I don't know what happened. I did not hang up on Mike. That's all I know. We couldn't hear him, and then he just faded off into obscurity. You can check out, I don't even know when Mike's show's on. Is Mike's show on today? He has a wrestling program. He has many programs. I don't know. Mike, right in the fucking Facebook Live suite, which is conveniently located on my Facebook page, when your programs are.
Yes.
So we can do that.
And people will listen.
By the way, we finished up Deadpool Bingo. The board is officially full.
It's now full?
It is now full. I got a brand new board. We can make photocopies. I made it all pretty for you motherfuckers so you guys can follow it.
Am I winning?
My open slot that I had to fill with a dead person, because I did add on, who did I add? I added, who the
Punky
fuck did I add?
Punky Brewster.
No, not Punky, but Soleil Moon Frye is perfectly alive. I forgot. Carl Reiner, and I added Regis Philbin to my list.
I don't think Regis is going to go.
I Googled celebrities on their deathbeds.
Yeah.
And you know whose face popped up?
Regis
effing Philbin.
Really?
And I met Regis. There's a picture of me and Regis.
Yeah.
That Nick, you're a stalker. Put it up on the...
he was on TV not too long ago. Right. Pretty fucking YouTube. Yeah.
No. He's still active.
Yeah.
He still has some of his faculties.
Only a few.
However,
yeah.
I think he's got one... I think he's got one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel.
Oh,
I think he's going to fly off and get me a point in Deadpool Bingo.
I don't think so.
And now the new.
Kirk Douglas.
No, Kirk Douglas. Danny has Kirk Douglas.
Right.
I picked someone who's one. No, is Kirk Douglas is 101 or he's 100?
He's old.
All right, let's just say he's 2 years younger than Kurt, but this motherfucker's on his deathbed. The one and only Reverend Billy Graham.
He's still alive?
I've never trusted that jolly fat man.
Leave Mike out of this. Come on. He eats because he's emotional.
You heard him. I thought he was dead.
No. Alexa, how old is Reverend Billy Graham?
Billy Graham is 99 years old.
Thank you, Alexa.
Okay.
So he's 99 years old. He's definitely got on the death. You know, he's definitely has to be part of the Deadpool.
But hasn't he sinned against us?
Well, that's what you get.
I have sinned.
Yeah.
No, you're thinking Jim Baker.
They're all the same.
Jimmy Swagger.
Who fucked the redhead? Jessica. Jessica Hahn was Jim Baker.
Jim Baker.
Right.
But
I have sinned.
But who made that speech was Jimmy Swagger. I have sinned against you, my lord.
I have failed you, my lord.
Yeah. Pride and everything.
Sinned.
Yeah.
Now buy me a yacht so I can sail on the holy water away from
you. Do you know he's Jerry Lee Lewis's cousin?
I did not know that.
Yeah, his cousin's to Jerry Lee Lewis. He's the singer, the crazy guy.
Is that the guy who married him? Kept marrying Jerry Lee to the 13-year-old.
It could have been. I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
it sounds like a corrupt
family. That may be a sin. Yeah. Joe, you were talking about Super Bowl parties before we went to break.
I hate them.
By the way, guess how much an average party costs?
Oh, a couple hundred bucks.
The cost of hosting an average, just an average Super Bowl party.
About a grand.
No, no, no. According to a new survey, Americans are spending more this year to celebrate the Super Bowl than ever before.
Really?
Okay, the average party costs $207.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not bad at all. $207 with 35% of that money going towards food and non-alcoholic beverages. But, of course, if you add alcohol to the mix, boom, you're going up. You add Coke, hookers, alcohol, my kind of party, got to get some food.
That's where the fun is, man.
Yeah.
The fact you won't be able to make it to
the kind of parties I used to
Yeah, you want to have a party where you're fucking, you're piping it in, you're getting ready to go, and you're doing this.
Oh, no!
Road to victory! All right, I won't
God
play the whole
damn it.
Thing.
Thanks, Trump. God, you gave everybody a tax break, and now look what happened.
I
we
know.
Got more money to spend on Super Bowl parties.
Yeah.
And 25%, 28% being spent for booze. I think that number is drastically low.
You know, everybody's supposed to get a raise next month. I wonder how much it's going to be. I mean, I don't get any, a paycheck
around.
Anymore, so, you know.
Turn around. What are you doing?
Turn around, bend over. That'll be your race.
Well, no. You guys are going to have to tell me because you both get paychecks.
Right? I get paychecks.
Yeah. So I'm just curious to see how much.
Billy gets paid in pizza.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
Well, according to Trump, the average.
According to Trump, what?
The average yearly income should go up by $4,000, which is a considerable amount of money. It's about 100 bucks a week, about 80 bucks a week.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. It's a nice little jump.
It's a nice little nut for the weekend.
80 bucks a week means you don't have to eat hot dogs at the cart no more. You know?
Oh, I love hot dogs at the cart.
Yeah, but those are expensive nowadays.
What do they cost? I haven't had one in years.
I think my guy is at least $2 a fucking dog.
Holy shit, really? Yeah. I used to pay 15 cents. I had a guy outside my office. It was 15 cents.
You used to be able to get a couple of hot dogs, a can of soda, and a Kanish, and you were set.
And a hooker.
That was on Fridays.
And a hooker for a quarter.
I'm telling you.
By the way, Joe, remember back in the day when you wanted me to buy Twitter followers?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Remember back in the day when you recommended that?
Well, everybody
you're
else
like,
was doing
hey,
that.
Social media. Yeah, but now they're cracking down on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, film critic Richard Roper has been suspended from the Chicago Sun-Times after he allegedly bought fake followers on Twitter. And there's supposedly a whole article out there where they are totally opening and shedding light and pretty much saying fuck you to all these celebrities that have these massive followings.
Drain the swamp.
Damn right, that aren't at all real. Like, and if you think about it, it's all about contracts probably.
Well, yeah.
And contract negotiations going like, look how much shit I got. Look how many friends follow me and how many followers I have.
But also, I heard something about this story. I don't know
you
how
did?
True.
You heard? What did you hear, sick boy?
Yes.
What did you hear?
What I heard about this was also like these fake followers are actually, you know, people that were had their stuff hacked and all of that. You know how they go around and get
I love
your
the
information.
Way he explains the story.
Yeah, it's like pulling teeth. All right, so wait, they got hacked or
right.
they
their information was hacked from somewhere else and thrown into this.
Ah.
So it's like you're
funding
I
wish we had a TV show
through.
And under we had the thing under it said like Billy Nicknames Tech Guru.
Yeah.
Like computer information guy. Yeah. They got hacked.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say.
It's all hacked information.
I have no clue what the fuck Billy just said.
Well,
something got hacked, and now their information's up the asshole or something.
Well,
why don't
you just open up an account under another name and just open it under Donald Trump, and you'll get 60 million followers.
I'm seriously doubting I'm getting 60 mil from that. They're probably going to know it's a fraud. Well, I'm just saying.
More
than
likely, yeah.
We're investigating these issues, said Chris Fusco, the paper's editor.
What a
we will not be publishing any reviews or columns by Mr. Roper.
Oh.
Mr. Roper.
company.
Jack is gay until this investigation is complete.
I think he really was. Was he really gay?
No, Jack. No.
No.
He was a ladies' man. He was fucking all the broads.
No, I meant in real life.
In real life?
Like John Ritter.
Yeah, John Ritter before he fucking fell in a supermarket and died.
No, he died young.
Yeah. He had some. He had like a brain aneurysm or something.
That's like
and he just died suddenly. He was in the supermarket, and he just fucking went and then passed out.
He was Tex Ritter's son, singing cowboy, Tex Ritter.
That was a great fucking. Thank you for bringing that into the show.
Tex Ritter was a very famous singing cowboy. He was he was like Gene Autry or Hopalong Cassidy, those kind of guys. He had a better voice than those guys too.
Wow!
I feel good.
Yeah. And that dropped to the floor.
Was that text? I was hoping that Joe was going to have a brain aneurysm telling the story, but not really.
That's how I'm going to go.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. By the way, Scott Baio is back in the news.
Really?
Another one of these allegations. Now, I got to defend one thing. I like the fact that he went public. He's,
he's taking no shit.
Nicole Eggert, who was on Charles in Charge, plus Baywatch and all those other shows.
Yeah.
Beautiful piece of ass. Now she looks like me with a blonde wig.
I know.
Really? Yeah, she's not. She's not a looker.
She's got a beard and everything?
Not a looker.
Dark sunglasses?
Oh, not a looker.
She cannot get a job anymore.
No, no. Maybe as a float.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
Anywho, she supposedly came out with allegations that Scott fucked her when she was underage, and that's how she lost her virginity.
Okay.
Scott Baio went to Facebook Live, did a video. I'm not going to play the video. It's 16 minutes long.
Oh, yeah, really?
The only plus side, if you, by the way, go to my Facebook and watch it, the plus side is his annoying fucking wife.
Oh, yeah.
Interrupt. Oh, my God. I wanted to punch her in the face.
Tell him about the other thing.
Oh,
Tell him.
Get the papers. And she's grabbing the papers.
That's a misunderstanding.
It's a misunderstanding, and she's just so fucking annoying when he's trying to get his point across, and like a meddling fucking wife,
I think
she's just,
punch her in the face.
Oh my God.
You mean Scooby-Doo and the others didn't come by and save him?
No.
Geez.
From the meddling.
Oh my God, that is the funniest part of the whole video.
Show him the proof.
Show him the proof. I am. Shut up. And then you see the camera turn away, and you hear a faint slap in the background. Ow, my teeth! That's right. And then he goes back to telling the story. But the allegation, I respect him for stepping forward.
Yeah, me too.
And at least showing evidence. Because at the end of the thing, he does make the valid point. There is a valid point here.
That's right.
He makes the valid point that it is he said, she said.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if someone comes out and says something and says, which we've said on the show, this is our firm stance on this show, is that allegations do not equal guilt.
That's right.
That is our firm stance on this show. Now, we're not saying that he didn't do bad shit. We don't know.
We don't know.
What we're saying, though, is you got proof?
Yeah.
You got something besides you just saying that this happened? Because he's got a whole shitload of papers, and I'm sure his wife will fucking tell him that he has more fucking information to give you.
You know, they're ruining careers. They're ruining guys' lives over the allegations. I mean, like you said,
not
just
proof. The one person, but many other people that were working with this person.
Oh,
working down and working behind the scenes. You're ruining shows that don't exist now because of this shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
People that were making money off of the royalties.
The economy, they'll all be working in Detroit in those new plants.
And look, by the way, I don't like Scott Baio. Not a fan. But I will defend the fucking fact. If you have evidence, show it. Both sides.
Right.
Both sides. I want women to come out. Hashtag me too. Hashtag fucking time's up. I want fucking time's up is not the hashtag.
Yeah.
Hashtag time's up. I want you to come out. I want you to fucking be heard. I want you to be heard and listened and valued in society. However, I don't want you to just come out and say, he touched me. And that's it. And then walk away and say, well, that's it. I've ruined a career.
Yeah.
Or I've ruined a man's life. Because it's not just a career. It's a life.
Yeah.
All right. But so Scott Baio, who, by the way, was on Good Morning America this morning, vehemently, by the way, denies Nicole Eggert's claims that he sexually molested her while they were on Charles in Charge.
Yeah.
Now, Eggert claims that she was 14 and he fingered her chachi. All right? It's the quickest, nicest way I can say it. He fingered her chachi.
Okay.
And when she was 14, and then, who, by the way, Bayo was 26 when she was 14. So that's what she says. Now,
really?
And then she says that when she was 17 is when she lost her virginity to Bayo, to which Bayo showed evidence in that Facebook Live video where he goes, well, your own words say it happened after Charles in Charge went off the fucking air, right?
Yeah.
He goes, well, this is this, and that is that, 1990 and everything else, and this is the exact day when we went off the air. We were still shooting when the thing that he presented was a script with the date all printed out, everything right. From Charles in Charge. He shows it, and he goes, well, that would make you, and then he gives the age, and he goes, you would have been 18. And that was 18 5 weeks before the end of the program, before the end of the show went off the air and everything. Okay? That's what he says. Okay. So now she's saying that she was 17.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you just made it. 17, just let's fuck. It.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, Scott Baio admits to fucking her. He totally admits to fucking her. He fucked her. She supposed now, but the story is on both sides yet again. Where in her story, they were over her house.
Okay.
Now, in his story, she came over his house, seduced him and whatever, and he said, and any other red-blooded American male would have fucked
him. How bad do you want?
Now, let me tell you, if Nicole Eggert, back in the day, Nicole Eggert,
when she was
came over my house,
yes.
I'm fucking her. Sorry. If she's of age, I'm fucking her. There is no doubt. In my fucking mind.
And you'd fuck a porcupine.
That's if it was of age.
And he would try.
I would get around the quills and I'd stick it in.
That's right.
But it has to be a porcupine that is not underage, because I am not a porcupine pedophilia.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right? I'm
but
not.
You're willing to learn.
But I'm willing to get around it. What I'm saying, though, is.
Yes.
Okay. He goes on Good Morning America and he said that he had sex with her, and it was consensual. Okay, so we're not saying it's rape of anyone. She's still claiming statutory rape, I guess, because she's underage.
Right.
He's saying no. He's saying you were of age.
Who's a lawyer, Gloria Allred?
I no, it's some other broad, because she was on...
She's all booked up.
She's on tons of shit now.
Too much.
She was on Dr. Oz, but that was months ago, and they taped it, and that's what started all this crap.
Wow.
Dr. Oz's people were, like, emailing Scott Baio and saying, would you like to answer these allegations from Nicole Eggert? And he was like, what fucking allegations?
Yeah.
And he got this laundry list of, like, you know, you fingered her, he fucked her, he did this, anal, and the whatever.
Yeah.
All this kind of stuff.
All that, and he didn't even buy her a steak.
I know.
He's a nitty pot.
But it keeps going, all over the place, this story. And he even said, he was talking to Amy Robach on GMA this morning, and he says the story seems to change quite a bit.
Okay.
And I you know, I can't keep up with it, quite honestly. Yeah, and look, I'm not saying that he didn't do bad shit. Like, look, if you finger fucked a girl and she was 14,
you're
a scumbag.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You are a scumbag.
Ew. Unless you were 14 at
the same
time.
Yeah, if you're 14, you can finger bang a 14-year-old. No, that's cool.
I think that's
have no problem with that.
That's
yeah, but if you're 14 and she's 14, that's fine, Joe.
That's right.
I got zero problem with that.
No, I
you're more.
But if you're 26 and she's 14 and you're diddling her fucking chachi,
it's the age of the finger.
Yeah, I got a problem with that. I have a real fucking issue with that.
You can't do it then.
I have to have a certain kind.
But I also have an issue with somebody coming out.
What if you have small hands? Is that okay?
Well, that would be Trump.
No, Joe. No, it's not.
It's not okay at all. By the way, Eggert was on Megyn Kelly, who desperately needs ratings.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Was on Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, really. Sure
and
sucks.
Her lawyer said they're probably going to file a police report. So now we have a police report coming out on this stuff. We have Scott Baio getting pressed that I didn't think Scott Baio was going to fucking get. Nicole Eggert's back in the news. It's like a very weird 1993-ish feeling going on in the world.
Uh-oh.
And, I mean, look, who did not masturbate to Charles in Charge?
Me.
You didn't masturbate? You never fucking jerked off to Nicole Eggert?
I think I seen the show once.
Dude, she did a softcore porn Nicole Eggert, with both of the Coreys, with Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
Well, that's probably because she was so traumatized by the whole Bayo incident.
Somebody look up Blown Away. Joe, look it up on your computer.
Blown Away?
Blown Away. I believe that was the name of it. I saw it at 3 a.m. on Skinamax, and I jerked one out to Nicole Eggert. She did a softcore porn with Corey. I believe the one she was fucking was Haim in the movie.
Uh-huh.
I believe so.
Man, you got to get out more.
No, I just did. I
did I come in a bad time?
I have a problem. We've discussed this.
It's not a problem.
And also, back in the day, I wasn't as open and honest and talkative and the Uncle Eddie that you know and love today, Sicky. I was definitely more of a and I don't want to say closet case because then Danny's gonna think I'm gay.
Well, that goes without saying.
Meanwhile, by the way, I jerk off to just women.
Access denied.
Yes, if you ever hear any of my... I'm not allowed in the gay clubs. If you ever hear any of my stories, it's literally like I'm jerking off to Nicole Eggert. And by the way, and I think I was 14 when I was jerking off to her, and she was probably 26. So is that okay?
No.
Or is that weird too?
No. You,
no, like if I'm 14 and I'm jerking off to...
You're doing those things.
No, no, wait. But no, serious. Don't give me shtick. I'm asking you a serious question. If I'm 14... and I'm jerking off to a 26-year-old in a movie. Is that okay?
I would have to say yes.
Or is that wrong, too?
Unless she turns around and says, hey, you, fatty, grab your cock and stroke it for me. Ooh. And she's instructing you and only you.
Why do I got to be fatty? Why can't she know my name?
All right,
in this story?
Eddie.
Jesus.
Hey, dude with the dark glasses sitting in front of the microphone.
Yep.
Feel free to pull it out and jerk it off for me. And she stands there and makes you do it, you know.
I would thank her so much.
That would probably be inappropriate.
Joe, did you find this movie or not?
All I'm getting is movies that will blow you away.
Because you probably, did you write Blown Away?
Blown Away movie, I wrote.
Yeah, but you, Blown Away movie does not fucking encompass the search. Well. Write Nicole Eggert or Corey Haim. Blown Away.
All and, one word?
Yeah, B-L-O-W.
Is it one word or is it two words?
No, it's Blown Away.
Okay, just want to make
I
sure.
I believe it'd be two words. Because one is blown and one is away.
Yes, but I want to make sure.
I'm just saying, I would
all
think.
Right. But this one comes up with...
Corey Haim?
No.
And Corey Feldman?
Oh, Blown Away. It's a 1994 thriller action movie.
Yeah, but it was like softcore porn.
No, no. This has Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, that's different. That's
the Irish flick.
That's the fucking Irish flick.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. And 92.
Yeah.
Blown Away. Corey Haim. Yeah. Directed by Brenton Spencer.
Okay.
Nicole Eggert. Corey Haim.
And Corey Feldman. The Coreys are in it. I know that.
It was written by Robert C. Cooper.
Ooh. Mr. Cooper.
I'll have to hit this button and see where it takes
you have
me.
A trailer?
No.
I love to hear the fucking trailer
what's
of this
rated?
Shit movie.
Was it rated
R? Oh, it's definitely rated R.
NC-13.
It's got to be rated R.
It was from Canada, so.
You know. It's the Canadian
In Canada. Like,
it's from Canada, eh?
What we consider like dirty TV,
it's
which
not.
Would be like your Skinamax or whatever. That's just regular TV for them.
Yeah. They really.
And it's been
really?
Like that for years.
They curse. There's boobs.
There's
vaginas.
Show a lot of tits.
They're adults.
Oh, they show everything.
Oh, wow.
They're adults. They don't have to be fucking governed by a body called
move.
The FCC that regulates your bullshit. Yeah.
Move
that's
near
the
border,
difference.
You get both worlds.
Yes. You go to Detroit if you want to watch shitty stuff, and then you go to Canada and watch the good stuff.
Okay.
No, if you're in Detroit, you get both.
Yeah, but you don't, some places.
You pick up both. If you live along the Canadian border, you get both.
You got to live right on the line, Bill.
It's the airways.
Right
gotta,
on the line. What
it.
Are you looking up now? On
I
the...
was just looking through to trying to find the information here, but it's...
There's nothing in it?
It's a 97 fucking thousand words of nothing.
97,000 words of nothing. Yeah. Hey, I'm ready. Who's this on the phone?
Tim.
Who? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello, yes. Who's this?
Tim.
Hey, Tim, how are you? Tim, where are you from?
Holiday, Florida.
Hey, Tim from Florida.
Okay, first time caller.
I'm here, first time caller, long time listener.
Yeah.
Tim, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, I was just wondering if, I don't know, I got the porn stars don't get the respect they deserve, I guess.
Well, that's for sure. Well,
absolutely. Porn stars are doing God's work, absolutely. And they deserve to get respect. They should have they definitely should have. They got my respect.
Especially the ones that do girl-on-girl.
I can hear it in Tim's voice. Yeah. Tim definitely is giving them respect.
Lesbian massage, my favorite thing. Yeah.
Tim, who's your favorite porn star right now?
I don't know. There's so many. I mean, I guess Jill Cassidy right now, she is a sweetheart.
Nice. She's a looker. I like her. She's pretty good. Yeah. That's a good one.
You have good taste, my friend.
Yeah, she gets around.
Yeah.
Now, Tim, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many times a day you jerk off to porn?
Yeah, I don't know. Twice.
Twice? You're an amateur.
You're a man among men.
God damn.
And then he has breakfast.
Dude, if I have nothing else to do, that's an all-day affair. I'm tugging all day. Tugging away. If I have nothing to do, my right arm can fucking crack a walnut.
I know.
I'll tell you that right now.
Actually, it's one continuous masturbation. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning and ends about 12 at night.
No, what I've been doing, Tim, is I've been cycling through U-Porn, RedTube, and... X-Hamster.
Pornhub?
Yeah.
I go to Pornhub.
You go to Pornhub?
Yep.
Pornhub. Maybe I should add that to the rotation. Maybe I should add a fourth one rotation.
I cruise around a lot, like, you know, a lot of all different...
I know. You cruise around truck stops. We know, Jeff. Right, Jesus.
Just looking for
a good time. Hey, sailor, want to come back to my glory hole?
You got a quarter?
My name's Joe. I got a back seat like a Honda. Let's get in here. Let's just fuck around, touch each other. Let's act like men.
You have no soul.
I'm just saying. I think I can hear it in Tim's voice.
Yes.
Tim likes to tug his prick. Now
most of us do.
I think. You're a man and I'm a man, and let's discuss this. My whole thing is that I feel if I don't do it, if I don't at least during the week tug my prick, I can't fucking function. Like, I got to get the poison out. I got to get it out.
Yeah, definitely.
That's why I think Billy's a grumpy fuck, because I don't think Billy fucking tugs his prick.
Oh, sure he does.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, sure.
He's got a fiance that probably doesn't even touch his prick.
Man, we have to do it.
Joe, you're 70-something years old. How many times you tug your prick?
As often as I can, to be honest.
Joe, do you tug it in front of the wife?
No, absolutely not.
You just like, just start, hey, hon, look.
As a matter of fact, I can't wait till she goes out.
My brother is married, and he tugs his prick, so.
Wait, your brother's married, and what happened?
He tugs his prick.
Yeah, tug his prick.
You better believe
it. Get in there and tug your prick, kid.
That's right.
That's what you have to do. Tim, thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tim.
Yep, thank you.
All right, man. Hope you're enjoying the show, buddy.
Take care, buddy.
All right, later. Tim from Florida, ladies and gentlemen, who's tugging his prick. I want to say he's a Tallahassee tugger because he's from Florida.
Tim the Tallahassee tugger.
Tim the Tallahassee dick prick. Prick tugger. All right, speaking of tugging your prick, we got to get the fuck out of here and tug our pricks.
Tug off, yeah.
But we also have to get ready for the wonderful Spank Bank Girl of the Week.
Yeah.
Ginger Banks is going to be on the program. Yeah. Speaking of tugging your pricks, let me tell you right now.
Wow.
She does it well.
She looks like a school teacher.
I know. That's the fucking part.
She has that, like, I dropped the pencil little trick I got
to
do.
Well, she wants to grab her pencil. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to tug our pricks. And we're going to be right back after these. Words! Billy, get my zipper.
This is Ham Radio.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout for 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Leno's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Slash, and you're listening to one badass motherfucker, Uncle Eddie, on Ham Radio.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you.
Come on! I wish nothing but the best for you both.
I know you're
version of me! Yeah! Would she go down on you in a theater?
I'm thinking the next guest week.
Yes! 718-577-1389. I'm thinking about tugging my fucking prick.
I'm telling you.
The fucking Tallahassee Tugger.
All right!
The Ham Radio Show. No! Every time you speak her name, this you know. Let's get her on the phone, people. Ginger Banks, Spank Bank Girl of the Week.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for the really sexy Ginger Banks.
This might be her.
Yeah, welcome to him.
Well, I may be erect. I mean, yes, this is her. Oh, man. By the way, Ginger, by the way, welcome to the show, by the way. Yes. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well.
Oh, I can see. I've seen you. I know you are. God damn it. She, by the way, number one, you are the cutest.
Really?
Now, do I call you a porn star? Or do I call you a cam girl? Do I? What would you like to be referred to? And you can also take my last name during the wedding. What do you want to be called?
Cam girl's good, I guess.
Okay, what are the single most cutest cam girl
really?
That I've ever seen in my ever-loving life?
because she. No, I'm not even joking. And it's not because you're on the fucking show, and I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, but I would for about, you know, 20 minutes. I just continuously blow smoke up your ass. You are, without question, I mean, besides having a ridiculously sexy body and everything else, it's your fucking attitude.
Ooh.
When she's
thank you.
That's what it is. Because she, like, enjoys it. It's not like a bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like a bullshit thing. She really fucking enjoys it. Joe, I watched her. She was in a library.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking around.
Yeah.
She pulls out this fucking dildo. Mm-hmm. And just start, number one, she's blowing a dildo in a library. Which yes, we've seen other girls do the library trick, and it's whatever. But she looked like she was fucking going to town and enjoying it.
Ah.
More. And she takes goofy fucking pictures on her Twitter.
I like that.
Which is hysterical. Like, there's pictures of her. She's
at a golf course?
No. She's blowing a guy. But it's like, it must be in mid-blow. And she's shooting the camera up, so his cock is now like her nose.
Okay.
It's the funny. She looks like a fucking sexy.
I don't know why I love taking pictures of cocks on my face, like just putting it on there and smiling really big,
like
selfie, but with a dick on my face.
Yeah, her Twitter is nothing but selfies with dicks. It's just, but they're funny. That's the thing, like. She looks like she enjoys it, which makes you frantically jerk off more.
Absolutely.
Because she's enjoying it. So you're like, this is great. And then you start fucking jerking off because she's fucking jerking off. She's, you know, diddling her clit in the middle of wall bombs. I don't know what she's doing. She's at a supermarket, some of them. She does it everywhere. It's fucking crazy. It's amazing.
I love it.
That's why it's one dude. One lucky bastard was sitting next to you. I have no clue who this guy is. Like, I'm not like one of those guys that's on the first name basis with the porn guys, like, except for like the legends.
Yeah.
And it's like he must be in porn because he has a giant penis. But he's like, he's sitting there. You have your hand down his pants, and you're wearing a skirt, and he's double clicking your mouse, you know, while you're just sitting there. And it's like the two of them are just helping each other out. They're just helping each other out, masturbating each other.
Well,
it's like the greatest thing ever.
The struggle's real.
Having the time of our lives.
Yeah. Now, where did you get started doing all this stuff? Because you're like wacky and adventurous. So when did this all start?
Well, back in college, I was just on campus one day, and I had a bunch of time to kill. So I hopped online, and I saw that people really loved watching me out in public, and it really excited me doing stuff out in public. So I just kind of started messing around with that.
So now do you, like, you know, have regular sex and like to be watched, or is it only through the cam? Like is this like
a
fetish?
I have a lot of sex off camera, but I do get really, really excited when I know that a lot of people are watching me. I just did my first live boy girl sex show, and there was like 17,000 people watching us, which made me even more excited.
Nice. Goddamn!
Yeah, that's so cool to think.
Why wasn't I either born a fucking attractive woman, or at least a good-looking dude with a big dick?
Yeah.
Why was God joking around?
Half the shit is being entertaining. I think you got that covered.
Oh, well, thank you. That doesn't get me closer to fucking you, but thank you. No, if I could probably work my magic, Joe. We were talking about this.
Oh yeah, sure.
I could talk her into at least giving me a hand job.
Oh, I don't think so.
The nitty gritty. If we
at
had
a
conversation,
distance, and there's only 10 minutes left to live. Yeah, I think you could talk her.
If
into
I
it.
Could convince her there was a comet,
yeah,
racing towards Earth.
That's it.
And my cum was the only thing that's going to stop said comet.
That's right.
Jerk
I
it
might
off.
Even put it in my mouth.
Oh.
Now that's a team player.
To save the world.
She's saved the world.
You better work on that story.
To save the world? To save the world, I'd blow Donald Trump, too. Oh.
Whoa!
He'd probably like it.
The commander-in-chief you put in your mouth?
Of course he'd like it, but would I like it? No.
Well, we don't know if he, you know, got some from Stormy, because She took back the story.
Oh, she did.
That's the greatest fucking. Yeah. I first off, there's no story if a married dude's just fucking a porn star. Like, well, like yeah. He's rich. He paid. Who gives a shit? He just happened to become president. That's why you give a shit.
For sure.
That he might have cheated on. That he might have cheated on his hot wife with a hot porn star. That's what. That's why anyone gives a shit. But the fact is,
I mean, we know she's one of them. One of how many that he cheated on his wife with?
Exactly. I'd be fucking, if he paid me, I'd give him a fucking stroke, and I don't give a shit. What the fuck?
Danny would be proud.
Yeah, if I got like 100 and something, dude, if you got 130 grand, you wouldn't tug on his prick a little bit? Come on. You'd be like,
no. I'd close my eyes.
I wouldn't.
Stop your lying.
130 grand, you wouldn't?
No.
Let's get real here.
Joe would fucking blow him while humming Hail to the Chief.
I'd close my eyes, yes. You know?
Joe would put his cock on. That's what Joe would do.
Everyone has their price.
That's true.
And Billy's too macho. He wouldn't do it.
My price is very low, let me tell you.
$20 and a ham sandwich. That's Joe's it. Doing it.
$4 and
his own mayo.
Well, I mean, if someone came up to me that looked as beautiful as Ginger.
Ooh.
And, you know, Ginger Banks, by the way, who we're on the phone with right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
Is it gingerbanks.com, by the way? I want to make sure.
Yes, you can go there and buy some of my porn and masturbate to me later if you want.
Come on, people, let's masturbate. Let's buy some Ginger Banks porn and tug our pricks.
Yes, sir.
You know what? Or watch it while you fuck your significant other. I don't judge. Some people get so like I don't have to masturbate. I'm like, yo dude, do whatever you want with my porn. I don't care.
She doesn't care if you fucking throw it in a car and run over it. She just wants you to make sure you bought it. She don't give a fuck.
Everybody has to masturbate.
Yeah.
Straight up.
It's part of life.
Yeah. She really does not care what I do with my dick. Yeah. Right? She does not care.
I like Woody Allen's line. Masturbation is having sex with someone you love.
Absolutely. And then he would also then he would bang his kids.
She just got it.
Yeah. And then he would bang his kids.
I am a huge advocate for masturbation. Ew. You're right.
Masturbation, by the way, literally, the only creature that probably couldn't jerk off is a T-Rex.
Oh, yeah.
Because they gave him literally.
He probably rub himself. He probably still rub himself off.
He was like.
Up against something.
I'll find a tree.
He was rubbing his dinosaur dick on a tree.
Exactly.
Stuck his dick in the tar pit just to get some fucking traction.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, because like our hands are perfectly. Look at your arms are built to touch your private area.
Absolutely,
they're perfectly. They're the perfect length. You're from your shoulder to the tip of your finger goes right to your ball bag, gentlemen. Yeah. Measure it, women. Your clit.
That is an amazing point.
Yes,
that is an amazing point.
If God didn't want us to do it, he wouldn't have made it so fun.
That's true. How come you can't give yourself a blowjob, though? It's impossible.
Well, you can if you got a big enough dick. Well, I can't.
I can't even.
I tried to fucking do it. I keep falling off the couch.
Yeah.
It's not good.
That's a cold friend.
Yeah. And my mom says, you can't do that during a dinner party.
No.
And I'm like, look.
That's not right.
I got to practice. Ginger Banks is coming on.
Makes fun of the mashed potatoes.
God damn it. While I was flipping through porn and what we call on the show doing research,
yes,
and masturbating to you, did you do a porn with one of the Star Sisters?
Yes, Natalia and I actually did a Snapchat show because we both have private Snapchats through the same company.
Okay,
and then I brought one of my male friends over to be the cameraman. And while we were there, I was just like, hey, do you maybe want to film like a double blowjob video or something? Since he was there, you know, we have a stunt cock to use. We might as well use it. So we both, oh my gosh, it was so much fun sharing a dick with her. Like, she loves dick. I love dick. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, first off, that whole story just melted my brain and made me hard.
He's got a wet spot.
Yeah, number one, these two chicks, first off, they're ridiculously fucking hot, and they're sharing a cock, and now my brain just melted.
That's right.
Just the thought of that makes I'm like, huh? That sounds great. And secondly, what a great job. Stunt cock. Like, think about, like everyone else is like, oh, I got to go to work today.
Yeah, but that's the work.
What do you do? I'm a stunt cock in porn.
That's what I do.
What does that mean? Well, I just, my cock gets taken out.
That's right.
And then girls perform fellatio on me.
It does tricks.
And sometimes it's hands. And then sometimes I got to... I get to fuck the girl too sometimes.
What was that porn star used to be able to tie it into a knot?
Long Dong Silver?
I think so, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, Ginger Joe, cut you off. Good.
Oh no, I don't even know what I was gonna say, man. I was gonna say I don't want to objectify the guy. He's a nice dude, but yeah.
Now,
a lot of the time, people don't really care. A lot of the time, they just want to see the girl getting pounded.
What? This is why I also get called that I'm gay. They like, Eddie, you're gay because you like stories and porn. Ooh. I would prefer. I prefer hearing. Yeah, no, if you have porn stories, think about it, Joe. Because you agree with me, Billy doesn't.
Okay.
But if you have two hot chicks, two hot blondes,
yes,
right? And they tell the story about the friend coming over and he's going to film this girl-on-girl stuff,
mm-hmm.
And then she just decides, and then the story goes on,
yeah.
And she goes, well, there is a dick in the room, so maybe we should just decide to fuck him and suck him and do something. That is a great story, because then you know she's going to tease him, she's going to stroke it, mm-hmm. She's going to move it around, she's going to feel it through the pants, she's going to do all the good stuff that we like as men.
That's right.
And it's a great thing to watch.
Oh, sure.
So, like,
and it's real.
And it's real. That's the thing. And then, like I said before, Ginger is going to fucking enjoy it. Did you hear how happy she was that she was double-teaming a cock? Did you hear how the enthusiasm in her voice for double-teaming
a
cock?
I really need to go make a better preview of that video because I don't think people see how fun it was because, honestly, it was like sharing the my most tastiest lollipop ever, except there's a dude attached to it. I don't know. Much fun.
So how many licks to get to the center?
Yeah, yeah. That and... I
don't know. Is it one lick at the same time or is it two? Because there's two tongues licking it. I don't know. I'd have to go and count in the video.
We're going to need a NASA astronomer or somebody to come in and crack the numbers. As long as she's not like the owl in that commercial, Billy. A one, a two, a three. And then she bites the dick off. Yeah. I got to the middle.
Never.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, here's a good question that I've never actually asked a girl out loud. I've only thought about it.
Oh, no.
No.
Like, do it.
What does a dick taste like? There you go.
Depends on how clean you are, I guess.
All right. So let's say you get what did Stunt Cock's dick taste like?
Skin? Is that what you
Well, no, I'm saying, like, does cock have a flavor? I don't know.
What a question, Eddie.
Well, think about it. She's experienced. I'm not. Billy, one time in college, sucked a dude off. But that doesn't count.
That's one of those things you got to try.
There's no distinct flavor that I can think of. I mean, I just bought a new body wash and he was staying with me, so it kind of tasted like that a couple times.
You taste like Herbal Essence.
Yeah.
Your cock tastes like potpourri. Delicious.
It's better than like schmegma or something.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. So have you ever been like
schmegma?
Schmegma, the cheese, Joe. Cheese, don't you know what it is?
Okay.
Dick cheese.
Dick cheese.
Oh, okay. I never heard it called schmegma.
And it's not good on the platter. You can't spread it on a cracker. It's not good.
God.
You've tried, haven't you?
I have. It's not good.
Schmegma.
It's up there with I don't like blue cheese and I don't like schmegma. Okay? There's a couple of cheeses I don't prefer.
There you go.
I like a good cheddar. Nice Vermont cheddar.
Parmesan.
Parmesan, but that's when he's Italian and you shake his balls.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes out of his dandruff.
Okay.
I'm just trying to understand because that is something that always, like, girls know that. We don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now we know it tastes like whatever you washed your balls with. Because think about it. There have been times, Joe.
Yes.
That when you're about, when you know you're going to get laid.
Oh.
There have been times that dudes have run in the bathroom and said, dude, I just got to go take a piss. And they're frantically in the bathroom washing their balls and cock because they're like, they're sweaty. They're like, oh, I got to clean this shit. She's going to put it in her mouth. I know it. And you're frantically cleaning your shit. Yeah. So, like, have you ever run across a bad-tasting cock? Have you ever had the shmegma salad?
Honestly, no. I've had pretty thoughtful partners so far.
There you go.
I think that's the right thing to do.
But when you know you're going to get your dick sucked by someone as hot as Ginger Banks, your dick is always going to be clean.
Absolutely.
I would probably put my dick in a baggie.
Absolutely.
So nothing would get on it. No lint. No nothing.
Yeah, truthfully, if my dick wasn't proper, I don't think I'd expose it.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But that's why you get the guy that's frantically in the bathroom scrubbing his dick with steel wool.
Yeah.
Going, I got to get this clean. She's going to taste it.
Yeah.
Dude, I did that once.
They are all freshly showered now that you point that out.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. Dude, I went on a date once. I'm not even joking. Billy was not there. Mm-hmm. But it was when we were at the radio station at Goom, right? It was it's the girl that I fucked in the office. Where we went on a date. Because our radio show was at night. I was already there. I'm at the radio station way earlier. We went on our little date. So we went to a restaurant that was around the corner from the radio station.
Yeah.
We came back to the radio station. I had about maybe an hour and a half before my show. We go into, I show her, oh, look at this big empty office that we can, you know, go into. So we went in there, but then I was like, oh, dude, I've been out all day. I don't want, like, swamp balls. Like, I don't want my bag to smell like a bag of Funyuns. You know what I mean? Like, I ran in the bathroom that was right next to the office, and I scrubbed up, and then I went out there, and I did it. So I know it. You can't tell me that other dudes don't do that. It's not just an Eddie thing. There's got to be dudes that are doing this, and now she's saying that they're all scrubbing, you know, they're all freshly showered.
Yeah,
before they get in there.
Well, they should be,
yeah.
It's
Well, it's a high quality.
That.
Yeah, she definitely deserves that. It's a high quality puss.
Absolutely.
That's high quality puss right there. I've seen her movies.
Positively.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Now, one thing I got to say that I do prefer, and I think that you do, you leave a nice tuft of hair on your vag.
Oh, no. Guess what?
It's
you
going
off?
Away today.
It's going away today?
Tonight.
The Clippers
are
coming
together.
Yeah, so
I did a contest this month, shave or shave the bush.
Oh.
And I got a pretty big tip to shave it. So unless tonight, tonight I'm...
Hey.
It's the last night for everyone to save it, but it's like $2,500 difference right now to save it.
So, Ed.
Billy, play taps.
Find out where you can watch her take it off.
Yeah, wait, yeah. Are you gonna film yourself shaving your puss?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm going to do it live on camera.
Oh,
when are you doing it? Because maybe we'll send people over there now.
Tonight.
Tonight
live on my free cam.
If you want to watch a chick that's really hot, shave her puss. go over to, where can they send? Tell them where exactly to go.
Go to myfreecams.com and search Ginger_Banks.
There you go. Now, do you lather it up? How do you get rid of this tuft of hair that's on your vagina?
Maybe I should let you guys decide that.
Oh, all right. Let's figure it out. What are we going to do, Billy? What do you want to do?
Lawn
grape
mower.
Jelly and someone eats it off. No? No one liked that idea.
Ouch.
Tweezers.
Tweezers, one hair at a time.
One hair at a time.
Oh,
right.
That's a good one. I like that one.
No
painkillers
allowed.
Ooh.
Schmeckle.
Take a look. Yeah. Ooh, you spread some schmegma on it. And you burn it off. No, all right, let's see. What's our options? You going to use shaving cream or?
I guess Nair, shave, or wax are the options.
Yeah, but isn't Nair going to burn your beautiful pussy? I don't want you to do that.
I guess go with the shave and then do the wax. So it's not. I don't know. How does this all work? I don't know.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna end up shaving it. Cause
I thought you were about to say, I'm going to end up shitting.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll never believe me.
I'm like standing outside of a Nordstrom right now doing this, and all these people are like listening to me. I'm cracking up.
Oh,
I just I love it.
Tell them that you're going to shave your puss tonight. grab a random person and promote the shaving of the puss show.
Oh, God.
Ask bitches better, shave butter or
if they weren't
cream.
All older women, I might.
Ask the older women, how do you maintain your tuft of hair? Any tips for my vaginal area? Excuse me, madam. I was wondering, do you have like a goat nibble off it off? I would say, I want you to keep it delicate and so. Are you going to leave any, or it has to be bare?
I think it has to be bare, from if I remember correctly. He didn't even pick a landing strip for his hip.
But it'll grow back.
It will grow back.
I know. I make so much money off of this every year. Some people hate body hair on women. Yeah, so I'll profit off
she
of that.
Knows pussy etiquette, Bill. She doesn't need to be told.
It'll come back.
I say you put a little Hitler mustache, and then you have a Jewish guy. You have a Jewish guy rip off the last piece. That's what I think. Revenge.
There you go. Oh, God.
Ow, my pussy. I was gonna get her to masturbate, but she's in front of a Nordstrom.
I was just gonna say that. We can't play masturbate theater.
Can you go in the Nordstrom and masturbate?
I am Ginger Banks.
Wait a minute. Would you go into like a fitting room right now and masturbate?
No, not for free.
Put it on your cam.
Whole business.
I don't think my phone can talk to you at the phone at the same time and broadcast or record.
It's my hairy vagina's last time. Right before the haircut.
It's true.
Tune in. Watch me get arrested.
Ooh, maybe I should have someone else do it.
That's what I'm thinking. That really just popped into my brain when I said haircut. That maybe you should.
Ooh,
can you go?
I should ask my friend to do it tomorrow. I think I will.
Ooh, can you go to like
make
an old?
Video out of
can
it.
You go to like an old Italian barber? I think she farted.
Can you use a straight razor on it?
Yeah. Put some hot towels down. Shave it. Jesus. Oh God, we have me and you are fucking. She would definitely give me a hand job. You see how I'm making her laugh? Totally, we get a hand job. I don't think I get to fuck her, but totally hand job.
At the very least,
I would get a hand job.
At least, life's getting better, Ed.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I think I might be able to even apply the fucking shaving cream. That's where we're at right now. Me and her are bonding. I don't know what the fuck you guys are.
There you go.
Good luck to you.
All right, so I guess we'll let you go because you're at a Nordstrom's.
That's true.
Buying stuff at Nordstrom.
Hamburgers.
So you don't buy hamburgers at Nordstrom's. It's a store.
Oh,
they have a delicious cafe?
Oh, sure.
Can you go to the cafe and masturbate? I'm just trying to get it to masturbate.
You can do a Harry Met Sally over there.
It's all right. You can watch. She's going to get... the beautiful.
Oh my gosh! I should do that. Stop. So many video ideas.
Oh my god! Come to New York. We'll go to Cat's Deli, and you can actually masturbate.
Oh, absolutely, sure.
At the exact table
where
fucking Meg Ryan did that.
Absolutely.
That would be outstanding. Yeah. I'll be Billy Crystal.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'll shove I'll get a nice salami from the Cats people.
And I'll be what I'll have what she's having.
You have to wear a dress.
I'll do that.
All right.
Joe has a point.
The beautiful Ginger Banks. Go to gingerbanks.com. Oh, God. I'm going to have you later. You just don't know it.
Yeah.
I
want to. Oh, God, am I going to jerk off to her?
And for free.
Absolutely. Yeah, I get to jerk off for free to you. Everybody else, get over there to the cams and make sure you know what you're doing. Because is it tonight or tomorrow you're going to shave your puss?
Tonight.
Tonight.
Ooh, big one.
Go on the cams, watch her shave her puss. Give some suggestions about how you want the puss to be, scalped. I would say, I say you put the papers down, you do the waxing. Right?
Yeah.
We tie remote control cars to the end of them. and then we just have people go, and it just right off.
You sick fuck.
I'm just saying. Let's make it entertaining. Come on. These guys have their pricks out. They're already tugging their pricks like in Tallahassee. Let's make them laugh when they come.
Go, Speed Racer.
Yeah. Go, Speed Racer. Go. Ginger Banks, thank you for being on the show, baby. You're a fucking amazing person.
Great sense of humor.
Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you.
And you can come back anytime you want. And maybe next time you can masturbate in the Nordstrom's. And maybe we'll get you to masturbate in a church. Whatever. We'll figure something out, all right?
Somewhere, for sure.
Somewhere. We'll make it out. You could do it during confession. That would be outstanding.
That's another one of our porn.
Oh, videos. Outstanding. All right. Thank you, Ginger.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye. She's fucking great.
Yeah, she's fun.
Holy shit. I actually enjoyed today's show so far.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a phenomenal little fucking interview. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
What are we doing, Billy? Are we going to break?
You should have.
I should have gone to break now?
Yes.
So let's go to fucking break. It's the Ham Radio Show live here, of course, on hamradioshow.com. We're going to do the last half hour of the show, so 718-577-1389. And we'll see you after these motherfucking words. Yay!
The most dangerous 4 hours of radio today, and quite possibly even tomorrow, but not so much the next day. You get the idea. This is Ham Radio. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show. Why? Because we can.
Stop spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York, yes, sir. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it. New York, New York.
This is Uncle Eddie's Ham Radio. We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over 2, blow over 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Leno's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years.
with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit ediepublications.com to find out more about their yearly Edie Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What are you, stupid?
Ah, yes. How is everybody? Nah, I'm doing good. But I'd be doing better if I went to DallasNovelty.com. That's right, DallasNovelty.com, where sex is for everyone. All right, listen. They also got a cool little thing on there called the Men's Health Wish List. That's right, Men's Health Wish List. From the greatest magazine for men, Men's Health. All right? Men's Health, the brand men live by, goes great with our slogan of sex is for everybody over there at Dallas Novelty. Okay? And coming up with the most popular sex toys and accessories for men. Okay? Men that are disabled or, limited by their mobility. Okay? That's all there on the Men's Health Wish List. And it's real easy. All you have to do is go to DallasNovelty.com. You click on the little logo that says Men's Health Wish List. And bada bing, you're there. All ready to go. All ready for you. Right there. At your fingertips, it's DallasNovelty.com. Remember, sex is for everybody. Yeah, for everybody. Tell them that Uncle Eddie sent you, baby. Sex is for everybody. DallasNovelty.com.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Republic Records president Charlie Walk, one of the judges on Fox's new singing competition, The Four, has been accused by a former assistant of sexual harassment. It seems The Four would actually be a step down, as Charlie's clearly more accustomed to offering at least six. I guess depending on how far back you start measuring. The Prince estate may have a legal victory if a judge signs off on blocking the release of music sold on iTunes by one of the music icon's former producers. And if they're smart, we'll sell the rare Prince songs themselves for
only $19.99. But wait.
A Boston area radio DJ has been suspended after an interview with Tom Brady took a wrong turn when he made some insulting remarks about the quarterback's five-year-old daughter, making Tom Brady's ego the only thing of late that he's had properly inflated. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Simulation, an old motivation. She goes down on, she goes down on me.
I'm coming!
It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. Ladies and gentlemen, the uncrowned kings of reality radio every Wednesday night, right here for your ear holes.
What?
Yeah, they're ear holes.
Oh, they're bleeding.
Yeah! Grab you to them. Seven town kind of life. Baby, baby. I can't get over how great Ginger Banks was.
She was a lot of fun, wasn't she?
She was one hell of a broad.
Yeah, she was.
Funny, laughing hysterically. Was thinking about masturbating in Nordstrom, so right there she's a keeper.
Well, you know how I feel. I always like when they go with the punches, you know. We kid around with them, we get a little bawdy.
Of course you do, you brute.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Joe likes to punch women. You heard it here first.
No.
Yep, I heard it.
Sometimes, they get a little out of hand sometimes. Some of them get insulted. They go, what did you say?
Well, that's just because they're cranky pants.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Yeah, you know.
Joe, you know what happens,
though? Well, especially if they are porn stars. You know?
Joe, you know what happens, though?
No, what happens?
When they get out of hand...
What do you do?
I they always say that music...
Oh.
Soothes the savage beast.
That's true.
Yeah.
I used to be a savage beast.
Yeah, and then when you just
Slayer.
You just play a little something and it calms them down.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No!
Road to victory. Joe was humming this before. Eagles fly. Touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit them high. Our Eagles fly. Eagles fly. On the road to victory. Spell it. Eagles. Yeah. We'll be playing that Sunday.
Don't play that
against
song
the Patriots.
Don't ever play that song again.
Wait, don't play what again?
No, don't play that song. Don't,
what?
No, no.
I wouldn't do that.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
I am. I'm sorry. 718-577-1389. Phone lines are open. Remember, we don't screen calls on this fucking program. We don't hide behind a phone screener.
Some of them we should.
Because we can't afford one. But that is the mother of necessity, is the mother of invention, Joe.
That's true.
And we can't afford one, so what we do is we say, hey, fuck it. Just call the show. You want to talk about anything, we don't give a shit.
We don't care.
We'll talk to you about anything. We're like a retarded person on a bus. We will just start talking to you.
That's right.
Until your ears fall off. 718-577-1389.
And by the way, not to get off the subject, but this...
You're already off the subject. Whatever the subject was, you fucking are off.
What do you think?
This Tom Brady thing. What did the DJ say that insulted him so bad?
Well, Tom Brady did a show. He's a Facebook show.
Uh-huh.
And his kid is in the show from time to time.
Right.
Okay. Not a lot. Not like he was like fucking going, hey, look at my kid.
Guess so?
But here's the thing. I gotta give you a little bit more of the backstory.
Okay. The kid was off camera.
Yeah, wait. But the DJ works at a radio station, WEEI, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And WEEI has a agreement. Tom Brady gets paid to do like a segment every Monday.
Oh, okay.
The day after the big game, blah, 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 blah. All the big games, not just the Super Bowl.
Right.
And so this guy who's not on the show that Tom appears.
Okay.
He works on the station, not the show where Tom Brady appears.
Okay.
Made a comment saying that Tom Brady's kid is an annoying pissant in the Facebook show. Now...
Oh, he didn't do it in an interview? I thought
No. He said, no. They were talking about, hey, Bill, did you catch that Facebook thing with Tom Brady? Whoa, whoa.
You know, that kid was a real pisshead.
Yeah. Now, if he called the kid like a fucking cunt, I would say, yeah, that's a little... Maybe the kid was annoying to that guy.
Like Scott Baio's wife.
Yeah, like Scott Baio's wife's fucking an annoying bitch in that video.
Show him the paper.
Here's it. But the fact of the matter is...
That's all I had to say about that.
Thank you, Forrest. But you can't just say, like... Because people are getting pissed off because Tom Brady, who handled it like a gentleman...
Yeah.
Not saying he didn't. Look, I don't like Tom Brady because he's not on the Eagles.
Oh, sure.
Tom Brady handled it like a gentleman. He got on, he did the interview like he was supposed to. But then he told him, look, I'm cutting it short because I have to think about if I'm coming back to this station to do my thing, to do my little bit here that I do.
Okay.
And he, quite frankly...
He was talking to the DJ that made the comment?
No, he talked to the two guys he does the show with.
Okay.
He also said he doesn't want the guy fired.
Uh-huh. Right.
He doesn't want the guy fired. I'm saying that Tom Brady handled it like a fucking gentleman. There is no two ways about it.
He voiced his disappointment.
Yeah, and he handled it like a gentleman, but...
And he didn't jump on, like, Twitter or Facebook screaming, oh, these people are evil, I've been violated.
Yeah, these guys are bullies. They're bullies, man.
He did it on the air, you know.
No.
So he could have just been quiet and talked to them, you know.
Well, but that's where all the arguments now are coming from. Did he do it the right way? I say yes, he did. I say he addressed it on the air. Yeah. It's done. No one's going to question it. Done.
Yeah, he definitely.
But then you have
doing.
Other people that said he should have talked to the guy, like the station manager, off air, and said, "Look, you know, this guy fucking, you know, said my kid was a pissant. fuck off. I'm not doing anything over. You know, like
right.
Other people say they shouldn't have handled it on air. That's one argument. My argument that I have about the whole situation is that there are people that don't want, like, now, yes, this guy should have thought that Tom Brady, who brings in a shitload of, you know, listeners to WEEI.
That's true.
You know, like, schedule times fly. Yeah. He appears every week. He's a special guest for that little while.
And if you open your mouth, you're saying something that, yes, could put your, number one, could put your job in jeopardy. Number two, you're fucking over the station. Number two, you're going to get a lot of bad press from this.
But you're going to get press.
But it's not good press, which, yes, according to everybody, there is no such thing as bad press.
Nah, we have a double standard about this.
But wait, my whole thing is this. No, I have two points that I got to make.
Okay.
One, your kid is in the fucking thing, Brady. No one told you to put your fucking kid in there. If your kid, you cannot tell me that Tom Brady did not have full, you know, creative control on this fucking thing.
Oh, sure.
You can't tell me he couldn't have went, you know, I don't want my kids in it.
Right.
Please just, you know, because what you're doing then is you're essentially opening it for any asshole with a microphone or any asshole with a thought process to make a comment about your kids, your wife, your house, your dog, your fucking cars,
but
your...
Everybody does that about anything. Him anyway.
Anything.
You're a public figure.
You're
man.
A public yeah. figure, and you're making them public figures by doing that. Yeah. So you right. kind of opened your kids up to take some kind of fucking ridicule. And maybe your kid was a fucking annoying piss aunt. All right? Maybe she was. I don't give a shit if she's five. Maybe she's just annoying. It happens. Five-year-olds are annoying sometimes. My whole thing, the second part is, because you have people that are like,
I'm getting tired of that kind of talk.
He shouldn't fucking have said what he said. But the fact of the matter is, then you're telling a jock and you're telling an artist, because that's what you are. I have to come up with things to say, folks, on the air. So this is my art form. You wouldn't go up to a comedian and say, don't tell that joke. I know what joke you're about to say. Don't tell that joke.
But people do that.
But it's after the fact, just like this. It's after the fact, because everybody wants to throw their two cents in, and it's always after the fact. They're always critical after the fact. My whole thing is, you're telling him he can't say something. He has every right to call Tom Brady's kid a fucking pissant. He has every right to do it. You cannot take that right away from him. You know what I mean? Like, everybody is not off limits. Everybody's on limits.
Was he fired?
Everybody's there. You can hit anybody.
Was he fired?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
No, I don't think he was fired.
He's been suspended. He's still under
suspension.
Yeah,
he's because they want to. Because if the Eagles, my beautiful fucking Eagles, Joe, if my Eagles cannot beat the Patriots on Sunday, all right, and we don't hear this,
time to hit the button.
Road to victory.
You know, everybody keeps turning us off when that comes on.
I don't know what that is. But the fact is, if they can't get past if the Eagles can't beat them, you damn sure want Tom Brady the Monday after the Super Bowl to be on your network, whether win or loss. But you want it if he's winning
before he goes to Disney World.
Yeah, you don't. You want to get him on the airwaves.
You definitely want
and
him
do
wrong.
The bit
one way or the other.
Now, to me, I would say WEEI should make a whole fucking bit out of this. I would say that this asshole needs to apologize to Tom Brady publicly. No, you make a whole farce out of it, too.
You're right, yeah.
Make him fucking, you know, make him get a spanking from somebody, you know, like something.
He's talking about just trying to be funny and I wasn't serious about it.
Well, no, humiliate the guy. Humiliate him because if you're the station manager right now,
yeah.
If it's not Tom Brady, you wouldn't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
That's
nobody
number one.
Said much.
You wouldn't have said anything. You wouldn't have, not much. You wouldn't have said fucking anything.
If it
was anybody else, dude, anybody else, Bill, he wouldn't have said shit.
If he was on a different station and said that, more than likely, nobody would have said anything.
No.
But like, oh, you heard Bob said such and such.
Yeah.
But
and any other station, by the way, if they said it,
more than likely, nobody would care because they went, you're probably right.
Yeah, say that shit about Nick Foles, Joe. You know who Nick Foles is?
No, I don't.
He's the quarterback for the Eagles.
Don't worry, they'll blow you too.
Oh, my God.
One, two, three. is
breaking.
Anywho, the fact of the matter is, it is like, it's just an overreaction. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess so too.
Yes, if someone says something about your kids, you fucking have every right to be angry. I don't dismiss Tom Brady for being angry.
No, but
or annoyed.
He could have just looked at the guy and said, "Hey, don't say that.
Yeah,
no, don't talk about my kids."
But then it becomes, because it's Tom fucking Brady, it becomes this so blown out of proportion shit.
What is he, a faggot?
This mountain out of a fucking molehill. I'll just call him a fag. He just called Tom Brady a fag.
No.
We're worried about fucking 5-year-olds being called pissants. He just called the greatest of all time quarterback a fag.
That's debatable.
The fact is,
Tuck rule.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is, the jock had every right to say whatever the fuck he wanted to say. Yeah. Tom Brady has every right to react any way he wants to fucking react.
Right.
The only person I feel bad for is the station manager. Because the GM of that fucking station has to sit there and go, well, now what the fuck do I do? Do I wait till after football season's over and then fire this fucking kid?
Yeah.
Or is that going to get me fucking incredibly bad press? Because now if Tom Brady's okay with it, Shouldn't you be, as the station manager, okay with it? You know what I mean? Like, think about that for a second.
I don't know.
If Tom Brady's cool with it and says, I don't want the guy fired, and then you wait till after the Super Bowl, and after, of course, Joe, the Eagles.
Shut your friggin' gob, okay?
And after the Eagles, go out there and beat the shit out of the Pats. This Sunday. Now, if you wait till after the football season's officially over, officially done, do you then fire the kid? Because if you do, you know you're going to get some form of a backlash, because Tom Brady, the guy that was involved in the fucking hoopla and hullabaloo, says don't fire the guy.
Yeah, they'll fire him during when the Red Sox are like in third place and trailing in the middle of baseball season.
When nobody's really going to be paying attention, when no one gives a flying fuck about anything.
Make a derogatory comment about Todd Marchant, and you know.
Alexa, what exactly is a pissant?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Yeah, see, no one knows what it is, really. What's a pissant?
It's an annoying little fuck.
Yeah, but thank you, Webster's. That's, is that what it is in the dictionary?
It's pretty much it.
Hold on, let me see. Alexa, wake up. What is the definition of pissant?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Yeah, see, so she don't know, therefore it doesn't exist.
It's probably in the dictionary.
It doesn't exist.
In the dictionary, you know.
Look up pissant. In the dictionary. I want to see what it actually means, because, I mean, he didn't really call her anything, I think, that's incredibly fucking
rude. You know
what?
Maybe it's two words. Ask her what is piss and what is ant.
I'd rather not say. Nick, by the way, Nick the Stalker, Nick the C-U-N-T, the Canadian Unified Network Tradition, said that Tom Brady's balls were continuous. I can't even. Billy, what does that say? Tom Brady's balls. Turn your head to the right. What does that say? Tom Brady's balls.
Brady's balls, huh?
Were
continuously last time. Now it's his mouth.
I don't understand that. I don't know what he
wrote.
I can't
read it either. You got the mouse in the middle of it.
Tom Brady's
is it continuously?
Continuously. I don't know.
Yeah, let the dyslexic guy read it. Balls in mouth, geez. You fucking dyslexic.
All right. Well, anyway.
Yeah, please go to pissant.
Pissant is worthless, contemptible, and
you sit in that seat, you can't read. Danny can't read. He's in that seat.
He meant to say controversy. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Tom Brady's balls were the controversy last time. Now it's his mouth.
Jeez.
Good line, Nick. You just spelled it wrong.
Yeah. Wow, and that's coming from fucking Joe.
Well, Joe
can't spell wrong.
Yeah, but I could read the misspelled words, so I have no problem with that.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
It was spelled phonetically. How about pissant, Bill?
Insignificant or contemptible person or thing.
All right, so that's not that fucking bad.
Right.
Would I be?
I mean, if you're watching the show, you're watching it for Brady, I guess, if you're a sports fan.
Yeah.
You really don't want all the other stuff. I don't know.
Would I be a pissant if I did this?
Oh, you're just a fucking annoying prick. That's precisely it.
To victory!
V-A-T-L-E-S-T!
telling you, it's going to come down to one of those fucking mysterious rule book plays that, Rule 75 on page 93, but there's only 92 fucking pages in the rule book.
Tom Brady cannot get a loss of yards on any form of an interception. Please give the ball back to Mr. Brady and send the other team off the field. Tom Brady will now have 65 yards of empty field to throw the ball to his receiver. Thank you. That's what will happen.
Something like that will happen
in the game is will be the fourth quarter will fuck us the same way last. We cannot get cocky, though. That's the thing I want to convey to my fucking brethren in the Philadelphia Eagles franchise. Okay. We cannot be cocky. We cannot start beating the shit out of them. And then by the fourth quarter, start being going, oh, man, we got this motherfucker. We got Tom Brady. We got everyone. Yo, sing the song. And they all sing the song in the crowd. It's going, yeah! And they're going ape shit and all that. We cannot allow that to happen. It happened to the fucking, what was it last year? It was the Falcons? Last year, and the Falcons were beating the shit out of them for three quarters.
Falcons.
Three fucking quarters. No, three.
When they came out. And to start the second half, they were flat.
They were flat, but they were still winning until the beginning of the fourth, right?
But they did not do a damn thing with the ball.
No, they didn't do a damn thing with the ball, which is part of my point, but it's also not my point at the same time. But part of my point is, yes, he needs to do something with the ball.
But that fourth quarter
is how he plays football. Tom Brady, who's a piss hand. That fourth quarter is how he plays football.
Well, by then they break out the playbook and they start using it. Because if you notice, in the first half, Belichick's got the pencil behind the ear.
Yep.
And he's watching. It comes out in the second half. That pencil ain't in the ear.
No. He's written all this is what we need to do.
Done.
This is what we need to do, guys. We need to fucking beat the shit out of the Eagles.
You know, I'm sure the league would rather see them win than the Eagles because Philly's such a filthy city. You guys boot.
Oh, God, I cannot wait. We are the only fucking field in the fucking sport of professional football, American style, that has a jail in its fucking...
It has a court.
We have a jail. We have a court and jail in our facility.
In the stadium.
So when you're in our stadium, right, you literally, let's say you boot Santa and you threw a battery at his head or something, They will escort you promptly out of your seat, bring you downstairs to the dungeon. You'll be thrown in a holding cell until the court has a judge ready to go for your fucking needs. Oh. Then you will be presented in front of the court. You will plead your case. They will say, go fuck yourself, this is Philly. Then they will fucking play this.
And take away your season tickets.
And they will burn your season tickets in front of you and promptly put their foot directly up your ass and send you out with a $1,000 fine and loss of your season tickets.
And don't dare barbecue in the parking lot.
Damn
you
right.
know what they should do? They should
it
have
started
like
with a chair.
The stock and pillory, you know, like they
we have that. We should bring it back.
No, I mean they should have it like Yankee Stadium. You know where the monuments used to be? They'll put the stock and pillory there, and all the fans will. Softballs out of
it. In Philly, it wouldn't matter.
Boston would do it.
No. Boston would do it, but then they fucking.
They're crazy.
They would call it the Tom Brady Boulevard, and it'd be a fucking thing. I can't. I'm just saying.
Boston people are fans of.
Look,
crazy.
Let me just pray to God, Joe. I'm going to pray to the universe here for a second.
Yeah. Right.
Lord, after I'm done.
Before Sunday.
After I'm done masturbating to Ginger Banks tonight. Thank you. I thought promptly maybe you can move heaven and earth and just please this Sunday while I wear my beautiful Skunk Duck Design Studios Eagles t-shirt. Can you please, while I'm at a party with hot chicks eating good food and drinking of booze, can you please let the Philadelphia Eagles. They don't have to win by much, Your Honor. Can we just please... Maybe by 4 points, maybe.
That's not a lot.
Well,
that's
you want
not
them to cover the spread or not cover the spread?
I don't even care about the spread. I just want to win. I don't give a shit.
This is how New York phones care. In and you get the ref holding his ear while making a call while looking at the tablet.
Look, I don't care if Lefty and Knuckles come by and visit a whole bunch of people that haven't covered the spread and didn't pay the VIG and didn't do it. I don't care. What I care about is just the win. I want the bragging rights. I want the ability to become from underdog to top dog. That is what I want. I want us to beat the pretty boys and the fucking the know-it-alls of the world, and the underdogs finally get their comeuppance. They get to be Billy. They get to be the winners, Billy.
The bees.
To be.
So help me God.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
I know. That means we're trying to get out of here. I was waiting for Billy to push a button, but I didn't know what he was doing.
Okay.
Remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And also remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, please, please make sure that Ginger Banks is dressed like a chicken.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be fucking that chicken. Exactly. It's going to make it so much more fun. Until then, I say this. I say AMF, my friends, which means adios, motherfucker! Hey, Danny, I know you're not here, but speak up, please. Come on, let's go!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and/or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal...